or hay?
No, they put the hay on a pole, you know, they stack it on the outside of the lot and just stack it tight around the pole, and that's where it would stay.
I see. What did they call it?
Called a haystack.
Haystack. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then how high was that pole?
Way up, as high as anybody could get a pole long enough. It wasn't as high as that light pole out there, nothing like that. So it really wasn't any higher than the ordinary tree would grow, you know, after you cut it off to where it would be steady enough to pack that hay around it.
Nice.
So,
you just pack
the hay? Yeah, when they unload that hay, they start packing it, trumping it, you know, until it, where the water wouldn't seep through when it rained. They just packed it up for the shed water. So they didn't ever tear it off to feed it to the animals. They let the animals out and they would eat from the stack.
Do you have a place in your barn now?
Yeah.
Your store?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a barn, a hayloft.
Hayloft. Mm-hmm. In the house here above the ceiling, what do you call that, a loft?
No, we just call it the attic.
Attic.
Mm-hmm. But it used to be called a loft. I know we called it a loft at home.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you keep what did you keep in the barn?
Well, you mean?
Animals.
Just cows, horses, mules, and the hog pens around there somewhere, that's all. Mm-hmm. And we had chickens, but they were in the hen house, which wasn't at the barn. It was kind of out from the house in the backyard.
And did you milk the cows in the barn or in the lot?
In the lot.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you ever refer then to the lot as a
cow pen?
Cow pen?
Mm-hmm.
Or anything with the word milk in it?
No.
Milk lot or milk gap?
No.
Mm-hmm. And when it came time for the animals to eat, what did you call that time?
Time to feed. I believe they said it's time to feed. And it was understood what they were going to feed when they say, I'm going to the lot, it's time to feed now.
Mm-hmm. And how did they refer to all of the cows, horses, mules, all of them together?
I think they call it stock.
Stock.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have anything but chickens? Did you have guineas?
No, we didn't
ducks?
Have any guineas at home, no ducks. But since I have been on my own, I have raised guineas. Ducks and geese also, but I don't have any now.
I see. And what's that term that covers all chickens and ducks?
Well, we just put them on the head in the poultry.
Poultry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the hog pen. How did you feed the hogs?
Then we had a trough, and they would pull this. You see, we saved scraps from the kitchen, and we didn't have a sink. We had wash dishes in the pan, and we would pull that water in there and just had slop, and that's what we called it. And they'd carry it to the hog pen, put it in a trough. And of course, when they would feed them corn, they would just throw the corn over in the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the time came to get the hog ready for killing, they put them up on a floor and, you know, get them out the dirt, and they'd put the corn on that plank floor, you see, and it didn't get dirty.
I see. Mm-hmm. You kept the slop in the kitchen until you were ready to.
Mm-hmm.
And in a what?
In a can.
Just to, mm-hmm. And you call that a slop?
Slop can.
Slop can.
Excuse me, please.